right, let's get right to it. We did the setup. So Tom, as 1920s reporter guy, last night at the Washington Capitals game, after the Capitals had fought back to tie the game, they go to overtime to a shootout. The Dallas Stars win the game. Perhaps the greatest hockey player in the world, Alex Ovechkin, scored two goals in this game.
Brilliant.
He has the big media gangbang around him. He's wearing a towel, as you will see on YouTube in a few moments. It should be up there.
That's hot.
On our Bad Radio 1310 page. And Tom will spring into action and then listen closely as the Washington Capitol PR staff also springs.
They spring into action, too.
Springs into, I described it as everybody ended up doing their job. Tom did their job.
Yeah.
I hope I did my job in videoing it. And the Capitals PR, that's their job. Let's go right now to the locker room.
The air was just like, oh, thank God I scored finally.
Well, no, it's not finally. I just was happy. Like, I didn't score like six games here. So, sometimes you just need some lucky goal, lucky bounce. So, to put in, so it's nice.
Haircut, clean shaven, maybe that was the difference?
No. All right.
Champ, that was quite the Lollapalooza out there tonight. You have to say everything is still Jake with you Capital City boys. Do you think you can still keep it going here in this age of ballyhoo?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We're going to see.
Thank you, Champ.
Pretty innocent?
What was that for?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask him. The momentum going from this year after today, but tonight's
just yeah, but why don't you use his real name?
So, Baxter, you guys.
Because he's a terrific hockey player. He's a champ.
I think you guys can go. You guys up?
Okay, I just meant something out of respect, not to embarrass
him. It seems kind of strange. I don't know how you're going to use it when you're not identifying a guy. You guys weren't on the credential list to begin with. So I don't know where you're from. I think we're ready for you guys to go.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
All right.
Okay.
So,
that was weird.
Bark like a dog.
So, his problem is he doesn't know how we're going to use it?
Right.
Why don't you leave that to us?
Because he didn't identify him.
Like everybody says, here with Alex Ovechkin.
Hey, Alex.
Answer, was it fun to score that goal? Did you, like,
hey,
did
Alex.
You hear her
Hello,
stupid
Alex.
Question?
Did your haircut and shave make the difference?
Because that's the big story in all the Washington papers, that Ovechkin's mom came in to give him a haircut.
Yeah, they showed her on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Hey, Alex.
He was as flustered as Tom sounded. Because as it's happening, this guy is just thinking he doesn't know how to respond to Tom, as right. So many who first run into Tom. Because, here's the thing, Bob, it's not throw-outable or take-away credentialable.
Right. It's innocent.
It's very innocent. He did just ask, well, what did you ask him? You sounded very flustered.
Yeah, well.
Seemed
yeah,
like your longest question
Scoops,
today.
It Scoops is on long. The move. It's not very confident. I think if Scoops, if he's standing
ready.
Still,
tell us
ready
your
to go.
What was your question?
Champ, that was quite a Lollapalooza out there tonight. But you got to say that everything's still Jake with you, Capital City boys, in this age of ballyhoo.
Oh, you have it memorized now, huh?
If they hadn't broken up the gangbang and then him start
that threw you off your game,
it completely did.
Dude, Scoops on the move is not good.
Well, then this guy is
well,
okay.
Thanks.
So,
I
like I said,
it was great.
So the PR guy. The pickle he's in is if he does nothing and then somebody makes a deal out of it, then it's like, hey, why didn't you protect our guy? Your job, like he's a bodyguard.
Right.
But you did something that was weird, but it's not like you
not offensive.
Said,
I didn't
use
pour paint on his head.
Yeah, you didn't. You just asked.
I didn't make him mad.
So he's
didn't
confused.
Jam, you didn't jam a shiv into his
yeah,
ribs.
Yeah, I didn't provoke him. I
didn't
poke him in the eye
with
my finger.
Yeah, right. You didn't lance him with a pitchfork. That's exactly right.
So
right.
He's very
you had
confused
every opportunity
as to what do I do. I'm going to question you about this because I must address it. But and think of this guy. He's what, mid-20s, early 20s? These are guys fresh out of college,
he's
generally.
He's a young cat.
Right.
They're they're trying to work their way up in the
now,
NHL.
Let me ask you this, Dan. Do you think those guys would be able to handle Super Bowl media day when midgets and people in costumes
are absolutely asking
questions?
Dresses.
Seriously, Tom is in a suit. Well, Lands End jacket, whatever. And
a nice Lands End.
In a zipper sweater.
It's a really nice.
And he asks a question that is altogether confusing, but over in 10 seconds, and
the Russian hockey player was able to handle it just fine.
Ovechkin gives you five words and heads to the shower, and it's over, and there's no harm. And these guys, now, there's more to this story.
Yeah, let's hear it first again.
Okay,
and then,
all right.
And then let's tell you what happened right after that, immediately.
Okay.
Was just like, oh, thank God, I scored, finally.
Well, no, it's not finally. I just was happy. Like, I didn't score, like, six games here. So, you know, sometimes you just need some lucky goal, lucky bounce, so to put it in, so it's nice.
Haircut, clean shaven, maybe that was the difference?
No.
All right. Champ, that was quite the Lollapalooza out there tonight. You have to say everything is still Jake with you Capital City boys. You think you can still keep it going here in this age of ballyhoo?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We're going to see.
Thank you, Chip.
What was that for?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask him.
What was that for?
Because he's a terrific hockey player.
I think you guys can go. You guys help.
Okay. It's meant something out of respect, not to embarrass
him. It seems kind of strange. I don't know how you're going to use it when you're not identifying a guy. And you guys weren't on the credential list to begin with. So I didn't really, I don't know where you're from. I think we're ready for you guys to go.
Oh, okay. Apologize.
All right.
What do you mean you don't know where we're from?
All right, here's the
what does that
first
mean?
Of all, my credential had your name printed on it and your city. And
it says Dallas.
I know.
And he knows what
to read my credential that you issued.
Tom said he meant it out of respect.
Yeah, these guys.
He's a great hockey player. That's why he called him
these
champ.
Guys have
That's why
bad.
I called him champ.
I didn't call him a chump. I said champ.
This was an argument. Two people who had no legs to stand on arguing against each other. This guy, Tom, is saying, I argue, you know, it's out of respect. This guy's like, but you can't use it because you didn't identify him. Tom says, but we're just trying to, I just want to know about the speakeasy. And this guy says, yeah, like, nobody's making any sense here because, Bob, there is nothing to prepare you for this.
Right.
Nothing in college prepares you. Nothing this guy has been through, and he's been through a lot.
But how about just get over it? How about relax and understand that Tom did not just jam a pitchfork into Alex Ovechkin. He merely said, champ.
Maybe shake your head and
once again confusing, but all right, enough of you on your way, sir. You know, as opposed to what really happened. Now, and by the way, just to tell people, the audio sounds weird there simply because we're using two recorders, one on Ovechkin, one on Gribble, and that's why it sounds a little awkward there. But you piece things together in a locker room where all sorts of things are happening, everyone's quiet talking. But okay, here's what happens. So these guys come back, and I'm asking them what just happened, and they said got kicked out of the room, and whatever. They can't really be mad over something that small. Yes, they can. Apparently, they have penned an email to Dallas Stars Public Relations.
Well, that was moments after this happened. We were in the hallway walking, trying to find you. You were over by the bus.
Right.
While we were walking to you, the email was sent.
So
amazing.
He knows where we're
to
from.
Stars PR.
Because he just told a story. Well, I don't even know where you guys are from.
I know.
But he immediately pulls it out and
just
emails
threw
straight.
That out
I
there.
Still think he's doing his job.
Do you think Stars PR, by the way, is tired of getting calls about us?
They love it.
The Nashville Predators guys, the Phoenix Coyotes guys, now the Capitals. All right, and then...
Hey,
then word has it that the Sabres PR people have been contacted.
They've been notified.
Said that, look out, they're coming your direction.
Yeah, that's the part that's bullshit.
Yeah. Like, look out, the Hell's Angels are about to ride into town. Like, for God's sake.
You're warning the Sabres?
Look out.
Like, what happened? Nothing happened.
Yeah, he's going to call someone in their champ. He's not going to say their name. Look out.
It's weird how hockey... They are the most down-to-earth, coolest athletes. yet they're the most uptight PR departments because you've...
They probably have the fewest bits sprung on them.
But you've sprung this where? Everywhere.
Yeah.
You've gotten LeBron and Kobe. You've gotten Peyton Manning. You've gotten the biggest of the big, but your only places that we've had problems are with the Phoenix PR guy when you got Gretzky.
Okay,
the first one ever.
That was fair. That was legit.
It
was after a loss.
Over
it's
here.
Head coach.
And you saw how upset they got when we merely dressed as medieval knights and walked into the National Predator locker room.
How can they get upset by that? A stretch almost fainted.
But I'm just saying.
Wanted to walk into my
like, every time they're like, okay, guys, that was pretty funny.
Like you said, Bob, at
Please
Super Bowl.
Do that again.
At Super Bowl,
on the job.
You got flaming midgets and cat juggling and
dudes
all this
in wedding
stuff.
Dresses.
I'm just saying, other sports apparently are prepared to handle bits better than hockey.
At the NBA All-Star game a few weeks ago.
Now what's
they were fine with it.
Now, just to clarify, what's a flaming midget?
You know, you light him on fire, and then you,
right.
And then you pour him into a press conference.
He runs up to ask a question.
Right. So,
your midget's on fire, sir. Right. Put him out.
Congratulations, Tom. This is the point, too, I think, in our 1920s reporter guy replay.
Uh-huh.
That anybody can pick one that they like from the past and hear it again, because we play by request here.
Well, that's funny you mentioned that, because I just put the master list up on Bob's blog, and I just tweeted the link. So if you want to see his hit list, which now goes, Dan, some 26 deep, I believe.
What do you think are the top five?
I'd like to put my vote in as the most tense. I know we all say Gretzky because after that loss. Peyton Manning is the best one because they're undefeated. He can't win the big one. They lose at Texas Stadium. It's around his locker. Everyone is around, and here comes Scoops.
The only thing about Peyton, he just doesn't respond. He's so ticked.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Hopefully be a better football team for Philly next week.
Champ, the Dallas defense gave your boys the 23 skidoo all night long. What were they doing to play like the cat's pajamas?
Hey, Peyton, how badly were you working?
And by the way, I think that was the first time Tom made SportsCenter, because I remember the anchors laughing about 23 skidoo. What the heck is a 23 skidoo?
And the one dude had to say, hey, Peyton, what about...
Right. Hey, what's the one where he made NBA TV and TNT?
Popovich. Do Popovich from last year's playoffs. That's one of my all-time favorites, because he was not suffering fools that day. Mr. Popovich, he's always up for a bit or two. Yeah.
That's what we need to do. You know, those guys have to have the ball as much as possible to score. And sure, we have to hope that other people step up and make shots, make plays. It didn't happen enough tonight, but it wasn't for lack of effort.
Anything else, Coach?
Champ, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something? Or, you know.
Next.
You know,
I got pulled aside by that guy who went next.
A real fair question, though, would be what would happen when confronted afterwards? Because there's usually a stern talking to for Tom by the team's PR staff whenever he does this. What would happen if he just stayed in character?
That's what I want him to do.
Like, Tom always breaks character and starts talking like he's in 2010.
Right.
I was just... asking him about...
Right.
Hard to be wearing my Land's End jacket, my zippered sweater.
How can I can't broadcast like this, eh?
Hey, I'm on my way.
Oh, you want a knuckle sandwich here? We're taking us outside. Set it like real man.
I
need to wear the suit with the fedora and the press cap and all that.
Here's
I'd
the
like
Tom.
To request one to end.
All right.
It's not a tense one. It's one of the most fun ones of all, and I think the one that has received the most views on YouTube, and the one that has probably made you change your mind a little bit if you had a negative feeling towards Phil Mickelson. Can we hear that one? This is Gold Tom.
Slightly buzzed.
Little,
enjoyed the 13th hole. 13th hole at Colonial.
Slightly buzzed.
That just
champ, was the key to winning today's tournament, bringing out the old Billy Baru and sinking those putts like a Tommy gun on Valentine's Day?
Why are you yelling? You're a foot from me.
Scoops Callahan from the ticket here, Phil. Congratulations.
Thank you, Scoops. You know, it was a fun round, and to birdie the last hole to win by one was an awesome feeling. Scoops.
Thank you, champ.
Here's the Tom.
Tom!
Here's the Tom.
Tom. Tom.
Tom.
Tom.
Let's go hit dip.
Unreal.
Let's go hit dip.
Well done.
So let's go hit dip. It's 3:50 Eastern.
Let's go hit dip.